Agenda item number 16. Ms. Mallorca. Pertaining to eel pot license.
Yes. Okay. So this is a public hearing for proposed amendments to Chapter 41090 pertaining to license requirements and license fees to establish an eel pot license. So what's bringing us here today is in October of 2014, the ASMSC passed Addendum 4. And this was in light of the 2012 benchmark stock assessment that found the U.S. stock of American eel is depleted due to a combination of issues, including historical overfishing, habitat loss, food web alteration, turbine mortality, climate change, and water quality. So as part of Addendum 4, the commission established a coast-wide catch cap. So this is from Florida to Maine, all states that harvest eels commercially, of 907,671 pounds. They established a trigger based off that catch cap that if that cap is exceeded 10% in any year or is exceeded for 2 years, then a state-specific quota management system is triggered. So what does this mean for Virginia? So if Virginia is in a state-specific management plan, we will receive 9.5% of the coastwide quota, which will be 78,702 pounds. If you look at the second table, that is a considerable reduction for our commercial harvesters, almost up to 50% if you compare it to 2009 landings. So the ASMFC has mandated that each state starts preparing for this quota management system. So we haven't started it yet. The triggers haven't been met yet. The first year for this is 2015. But we have done some things in the past. We've started dealer reporting. We've started a harvest reporting auditing program. So we're looking at those dealers' reports. We're comparing them to the harvest reports, making sure that what we're getting in is accurate. And we've started an eel self-market permit. However, we still really need a clear way to identify and contact who's actually in the fishery. One, to track the harvest better, as well as when we start these discussions that are going to be inevitable in a small quota, we're going to need to know who's really in the fishery. And we have one license that we can really tell, and that's the fish eel pot license. And this covers a wide range of gear types, all fish pots and all eel pots. You can see from the table that license category has grown, and we don't really know why, because it's such a – we don't know what fishery is really pushing that growth. In other conversations, some thoughts have been that it's the crab fishery that's, you know, making the fish pots a little bit more active, or it could be the eel pot. So what we're recommending is that we take that – eel pot, fish pot license and split it into two licenses. So right now there's three categories for the eel pot, fish pot license. It's up to 100 pots, 100 to 300, and over 300. And we would basically make that same three categories for eel pots at the same price. Just a little overview of a Virginia eel pot. This is a typical pot. This one is 18 by 18. They can be around a half by half inch mesh or 1.5 by 1 inch mesh. And they're baited with all types of different species, depending on where they are, what season it is, including menhaden, razor clams, surf clams, crabs, and horseshoe crabs. So staff recommends adopting proposed amendments to Chapter 41090 pertaining to license requirements and license fees to establish an eel pot license with the categories of up to 100 eel pots, over 100 but not more than 300 eel pots, and over 300 eel pots. Staff has received no public comment to date.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Rachel. That was very succinct. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con, one way or another? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move that we go with staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Meyer.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.